Ladies and gentlemen, what's going down? It's your boy, Mr. Heard, live and in full effect. Holding it down for anchor.fm/215. So this is a cool little moment I wanted to take to talk with you guys about a subject that I've been noticing is going way over a lot of cats' heads in this industry here. It's the business and understanding of intellectual property. This is a very important subject. Like I said, most guys that I encounter, they know very little about this stuff. They tend to not really know and understand the basics of it all. And I'm not going to attempt to explain every inch of intellectual property because that would be a really long podcast. But I want to encourage guys to get familiar with this concept, this area of business and law, especially if you are an artist. And also, I want to encourage guys to start exercising their rights more. Okay, so we're going to talk about this a little bit more after a quick commercial break, guys. Calling all artists, take advantage of our music review. For $1, you can have your song streamed and advertised during our show. Allow our team of experienced professionals to give a detailed opinion about your work. And don't worry, we're here to help you win. For music reviews, contact mra.heard@yahoo.com. That's mra.heard@yahoo.com. So guys, I've been at this arts thing all my life, all right? I've probably worked less than 6 jobs maybe my whole life, like for commercial establishments like Rite Aid or Wawa's or anything like that. I've never done a McDonald's job or anything like this. I've always been able, and I'm blessed and thankful, and I've always been able to earn money for myself being an artist. I'm drawing pictures, acting, making music. I've had water ice stands, doing field recordings. So I've always been able to hustle. Some of that was just with the sheer support of my family, you know what I'm saying? Having the support of my family and being able to go ahead and pursue artistic endeavor. And then there's other success that it was just due to my own desire and willingness to suffer a bit and be happy with little. But I've always been able to be an artist. And one of the things that I really learned early on I would have to master was the business side of things, which was everything aside from the fun stuff. So if the fun stuff was taking the paint and putting on a canvas, I needed to put that down. I needed to do everything that was boring. If it was being in the studio, tapping on the beat machines and rapping at the mic, I needed to put that down and I needed to pick up the books. If it was videography, I needed to not be trying to make cool videos, and I needed to be studying script development and budgeting. So there's these sides to art, right? There's this really fun side, that we get to get praised for. And then there's this quote dull side that's all business, books, and words. And the artist tends to overlook this part. He tends to call this part boring. I don't deal with any of that book stuff. I don't deal with any of that legal stuff because all that stuff is boring. I don't deal with any of that desk stuff. I'm the artist. And what I learned is that mentality is for the broke, starving artist. What that person is really saying is, I'm going to be unsuccessful with that mentality. By focusing on business, I've been able to sustain myself, grow. I've been able to develop more businesses, you know. So it's very important to understand these legal things, all right, these different areas of law, all right. And this one specific area is intellectual property. And this is very important for you guys, whether you paint, draw, sing, write music, you need to understand this. And as I'm saying, I've spent years now just studying up on the legal side of arts and entertainment. I've also spent years developing my skill as an artist. But when people often ask me, yo, how come you don't do it? I say, no. I know everyone that I need to know, but I've been studying the ins and outs of this business because it's a lot that you need to know. If you want to be the best in it, if you don't want to be the best, you don't have to know it. You understand what I'm saying? But all you'll discover is the best know this information and they know it really well. And it's everything. It's more important than the talent. All right. So intellectual property, what is it? Well, one definition defines it as a work or invention that is the result of creativity, which one has rights and may apply for a patent, trademark, or copyright. Another definition. Intellectual property refers to creations of the mind, like inventions, literary and artistic works, designs, symbols, names, and images. All right, so what is intellectual property? It is and can be anything created from the mind. It can be inventions. It can be literary works like books, essays, poems, songs, stories, okay? And artistic works. This could be paintings, drawings, sculptures, you understand? Designs, for all my graphic designers out there, designs, those are intellectual property. Symbols, okay? Those are intellectual property. Names, people, when you're talking about Jay-Z, Beyonce, their kids, the names, trademarking the names, intellectual property. And images, photographers, videographers, people with Facebook and Instagram, okay? So when we are artists, if you are a person who creates any of these things, if you're a writer, I'm a writer, I write books, I write novels, I write essays, I'm a sculptor, I'm a painter. If you create things, if you use your mind and your creativity to create things that exist, you are involved in the business of intellectual property. There are rights that come with the creation of intellectual property. The minute you create the work, you have the rights. The minute you create the work, you have the rights. Before you make works public, you want to take it upon yourself, right, to register these pieces of intellectual property with the Library of Congress so that they have on file that this intellectual property belongs to you. That's called copyrights. It's also called trademarks, okay? And patents. All right, so this is the very important area. I want you guys, I've talked about it briefly. I want you guys to really look into it yourself, okay? Because you need to get comfortable with this. Because when we meet with each other, when we do business with each other, we should be able to talk in the language of intellectual property. This is the business. All right. Now, there's many different areas. There's many different ways when you understand the rights, right? And this is more into an advanced area of this all. When you understand the rights, this can be, and it most oftentimes is, the major leverage that an individual has in a negotiation scenario. When you create something, when you create a piece of intellectual property, you can leverage the rights to the property. What do I mean by leverage? You can offer rights to your material for things in exchange, be it money, resources, favor, participation, partnership, etc. So this is very important stuff to understand, and you shouldn't look over it really fast. This is something that you should revisit. This is a topic that you should get with other professionals and ask questions about, get stories about. Because, like I said to you, it's everything, truthfully. It's how you do business, regardless of how often you're dancing, how often you're singing, or how often you're rapping. Maybe this isn't sticking with all of you. I encourage you to reach out to me and, you know, create a dialogue. Because this is a very large topic. And like I said, you know, I can go on and on about this, but it's I've realized that this is missing from a lot of guys' understanding of things. Everyone's so focused on getting to a bag and chasing the front of the line that they don't understand that they need all of this information to actually get through the door. And if you don't have this information going through the door, you're going to be reliant upon someone who has it for you. And it's not the situation you want to be in. Okay. Now, my real reason for also expressing this to you guys is that we need to be able to do business with one another. We need to be able to approach each other and write contracts. We need to be able to approach each other and make deals, offers, bargain, leverage, negotiate. These are things we need to be able to do with one another. We need to be able to pay one another. We need to be able to invest in one another. And without the understanding of this language, we won't be able to do it, guys, girls, men, women. You won't be able to do it. You know, when we shake hands, when we come up to each other and we say, yo, man, I got this idea, you got that idea, all of that has a language. All of that behavior is discussed and written down already. And we can learn about what that is. Isn't that fascinating? And so I'm very comfortable offering things to people. If you, I mean, you check my background in the Divine Artistic United Society, we've helped plenty of guys and girls make money. And I believe we've helped more people make money than others have helped us. But that's because we understand the business. You guys follow? Hopefully you guys are following what I'm saying. We need to be able to call one another on the phone and say, hey, I'm this artist. You're this artist. Why don't we do a deal? Deals are not only made by mainstream artists and companies. They're made by independent guys too. They're made by individuals as well. Mainstream companies are individuals. Their companies are individuals. Their companies are ran by individuals as well. You guys are individuals and you can form companies. So why aren't we doing deals? Well, the truth is because most people don't understand the business. So I'm encouraging you guys to really go full throttle at diving into this information and doing your own deals, man. I've done plenty of deals in my time now. It's exciting stuff. Some of them ended great. Some of them ended not so great. Some of them were long. Some of them still are going on. Some of them were shortened, ended before they were supposed to, you know? But it's the business. And I'm encouraging you guys to begin doing it for your own selves. Don't wait for the mainstream to scoop you up for you to learn that you could have been doing all of this business yourself the whole time. And once you learn this business, you'll be more confident approaching the majors, if that's what you want to do, knocking on their door and doing business with them, because you understand that you can do that already. You can do that right now, but you need to know how it works. Otherwise, you know, you put your foot in your own mouth and all this other kind of stuff, guys. So that's a little bit about intellectual property and a little bit about business. Again, I love this stuff, guys. I love it. I love this stuff. Ask any of the artists that I've worked with. Ask any of the artists that I'm working with now. Anyone that I've helped. I love this stuff. And I really don't find it. I really don't find any of the guys in my age group to be as sharp with this stuff as I am. It's only people who are older than me. So I encourage you guys to get sharp with it. Not because, again, this is no challenge, but we need more of us to understand it so we can maximize our potential as an industry. Do you understand? So it's not about dick measuring. I'm telling you guys about where your gains are. A lot of you guys are missing out because you don't understand the business. So you're putting a lot of energy. You're putting it in the right place. You're putting the energy where you know to put it. But I'm saying you need to expand now on where you know you can put some of your energy. All right. So really look into this intellectual property thing. Feel free to ask me any questions. Visit our website, www.daus.me. All right. Also, guys, check out the Nonstop Working Podcast page on Facebook. All right. Jump over there. Give us a like. We'll be having the updates popping up on there. Also, you can ask me any questions you like on Facebook at that page. All right. So again, that's the Nonstop Working Podcast on Facebook. And also donate. All right. Visit paypal.me/Divine Artistic United Society for donations. You can also donate to the Nonstop Working podcast via Cash App. Yeah, just Cash App Nonstop Working. All right. So I hope to hear from you guys. Shoot over those questions. Artists, get with me, and let's keep working it nonstop. Hey, everyone. We appreciate all your love and support. If you would like to make a monetary donation to help our program keep on growing, visit us today at www.paypal.me/Divine Artistic United.